Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are welcome back in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's begin the service by singing from 176. Blessed Assurance. Jesus is one.
That may the Holy Spirit direct this word to the appropriate hearts of the true seed of God. We thank you because this is what you are doing in our midst each time, because your word cannot return to you void. May you bless your servants. May you reward them, Lord. May their labor of love not be in vain. We have come again this afternoon. We thank you for the physical food you are giving unto every individual to eat to sustain our physical being. O Lord, our God, we pray, O Lord, that you help us this afternoon for giving service. Help us, Lord, take away weaknesses and tiredness from us, Lord. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Help me, O Lord, my God. Take me as a man out of the way. Glorify your name. Speak to the waiting hearts of your people. May every heart be open, that the Holy Spirit will minister to us. From the greatest of us to the least of us, minister to our least, Lord. Grant it, Father. At the end of this service, may we have every focus to give thanks unto your name. Thank you for the instrument users. Thank you for the deacons and the trustees. Every officer at the post of duty, we thank you for the song leader this afternoon. May you strengthen him, O Lord. Be the instrument users. We pray for more grace of God upon them. Help the Yoruba interpreter. Grant the spirit of revelation unto your people. Have your way, Father. We are not here to play. Lord, we make business with you because you don't say things foolishly like any of us human beings. Have mercy upon us and forgive us our sins. Thank you, our Master. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you, please. Be seated. Amen. Welcome ourselves to church this afternoon again, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to just give a brief report or testimony of my last trip to that village I used to visit every time in Edo State, Uroe, that is U-R-O-E, Uroe. God bless you. First, let me say this, please. Song leaders, all of you, listen to me and bear with me. Please, Agbatideo, please bear with me. I don't see these things clearly anymore on the screen. I think I told my associate pastor one time, that was sometime last year, when I had the latest edition, which contains, I think, 1,000, I'm coming. The hymn book I have with me, I got it, I think this one has 12, whether 1,200 something or more than that, the one I have. Please, that one, there are songs here that are not in that one. Please listen very well. Each time that you give any song that you don't write on the board for me, the number of the hymn, I don't want to be racking my brain and I'll be turning, flipping back the index and try to see what was the something. Please, I beg you, for Christ's sake, always put the number on the board for me. I will appreciate it. God bless you. Because it pains me that today, if I don't sing along with you, even the special number of people are singing, you see it, I don't even see anything at all. Even the letters of the scriptures, I only listen to the minister, what they are saying, the message, you know, I don't see it, everything like that. May God bless you. Please, don't just jump when you are singing and then you just jump to the next one Then you jump to the next one. You want me to come forward and be whispering to your ears, please give me the number. I think that is not good enough. God bless you. I hope you take note from here and on. God bless you. I want to give a brief report. I know we don't have enough time. Just bear with me. About a month ago, on a Sunday like this, a young brother came in and just walked into the minister's room and told me that he whispered to my ear that a minister sent special greetings to me. I said, go have myself for me. I said, okay, brother, thank you. Then I told brother, I don't know if you remember. I said, I don't want to travel this time around. I want to be at home for the Easter meetings. But somehow, on Monday I was here. As I was just meditating and things like that, it just dawned on me that I should be in that village. You see, that village, I've been going there since year 2001. 1999, convention we had at Forest Street. This brethren came from Benin and from that side, Uzeba, and that Uruwe at that time. And year 2001, Brother Theophilus, who has been here about one or two or three times, is now in Emeora village over there in Edo State, invited me to be with them at Uzeba. So I was with him. In the course of the meeting on the Saturday, we visited the pastor at Uruwe. At that time, this pastor was not having problem with eyes at all. But somehow, because of their stand for the word of God over there are two local assemblies. The one that started all initially, they were not revealed. They were just, the people there, so-called brethren, were just living all kinds of lives among themselves, being village life. And then they marry, they drum dance this one, they go and marry, and yeah, they give themselves officers and things like that, offices in the church and things. So by the help of Pastor Jide, who is now in glory, when they got in touch with him one time, I believe, then they got to know the truth. And then this present pastor was then in Lagos. And plenty of people at that time. So, I visited, you just greeted. Then, year 2006, I was on my way to Ilorin for a wedding. My phone just rang. Who is speaking? He said, Baba. He said, it is me, oh, Pastor Godwin. He said, would like me to visit them. It's okay. So, since that time, I've been going there. Sometimes I will spend 2 weeks because of the condition of that place. The brother had an attack. And I think about two of them of eye problem. So he couldn't see very well. He's just going, just with experience of where he can go before, like that. He can just manage himself. But because of what he has studied before and has been in his heart about the message, just managing. I feel for the people, plenty of them like that. But when I started going to their midst, one by one, they are dropping out. They are dropping out. Jesus said, well, you shall know the truth, and it shall set you free. And by and by, those who want to leave, they left. And by the time I went back there in year 2018, after the passing away of my wife, and I came back from Ghana, I visited them. Then a brother, Theophilus, invited me to that village. Then I went to Uruwe. I found that there were just old women that are there now. The young men are not there. All of them are deserted because they cannot stand the message. And I saw one man there and one boy. Well, they have a tradition among themselves. They call it age mate. And up till now, in a nutshell, the man is still there, and his boy, a young school leaver. And then these old women, the pastor's mother, then other, I think about four other women, like that, or five. Those are the people I used to go there these days to minister. I love visiting them because of the precious, because of the condition of the eyes of the pastor. And not only that, I don't know why. So, I just committed the whole thing to the hands of God, and I called the pastor. I said, "Pastor," because I knew with the present condition of things, cash is not there. How is it going to be? How will he feel if I say I was coming? Then I think I called him on a Tuesday. The following day, I said, "Pastor, how about Easter meeting?" He said, "Baba," he said, "I don't know." He said, "Because of the present situation of things." So I said, "Well, God will take care." He said, he knew that I don't used to eat much, but I said, "You don't worry. God will take care of the whole situation of things." So I was praying towards it, and somehow, I told the pastor I would be traveling to that place. And I went. That was a year that I was preaching, and I hammered up against having hatred towards people. Oh, one old woman got up. She was so aggressive. I was saying she would stand up and come and slap me. Then the pastor was hearing what she was saying in their own language. And the interpreter was there with me, interpreting. I said, "What's happening?" He said, "How can somebody hate me? I don't hate it. How can somebody be fighting? I don't fight it." Then I tried to put her up a little and things like that. Since that time, this time around, on Wednesday we have service. I told him that I would like us to have service on Saturday also. So just sit down at home. When people are having meetings in other places, I said, "Me and you, let us have prayer together that day." The people will respond, because I know they will have to go to their farm. If market day falls in the day of meeting, they will have to go to meet, you know, to market. And they were having the service on evening in the evening. So, and I told him, tell them that, you know, they should not eat on Sunday morning. Because whenever they come to church, they will just be sleeping. Just be wasting your time like that, and they will be sleeping. They will just be like sleeping because they are eating heavily. And you know, farmers now, villagers, they eat heavily. I told them, I said, "Please tell them that, you know, let us take note that, you know, this time around, they should not eat, you know, they should just sacrifice that day, that morning. And not to eat, and then just come and see what God is going to do." So I ministered on Wednesday. On Thursday, this woman that I spoke of came home with one of her grandchildren. Then they were just talking their language. Then the pastor said, "About this, you." Then I said, "What's happening?" Then she narrated everything that, you know, said her own, whether it's junior brother, went to the grave of their dead mother, and they started cursing her, and just talking, and so they have at least quarrel between the two of them. I said, have you died, since, you know, this man has caused you, even at the grave of your dead mother? I said, "Have you turned mad and things like that?" "Oh, my," she cleared up. "Well, we just left you like that." On Friday, majority of them didn't come. Only the pastor's mother, his wife, and their two kids. Then this other woman. Well, I preached the little I can preach. And on Saturday, she didn't come. I was wondering. Majority of them didn't come this time around again. It was only the pastor, and then his mother, and then the wife, and then the two kids, and then this man, let me say a brother, and then this boy. They were the one I ministered to. So on Friday, I told them that, "Look, you know, the prophet said, people that just go to water and they say they repented, they go to water and they never go forward to receive the Holy Ghost." I told them that the prophet said, people go to water as dry sinners. They come out of water wet sinners. Then on Sunday in the Sunday school, I repeated the same thing. Then we spoke along the line that the message we are treating now, Brother Bam says, the Bible says, Peter was ignorant, unlearned, and when they examined him, they found out that he had been with Jesus. I was just preaching. And I told her that, look, if you say you have hatred in your heart, I said, Mother Bam said, if you have anything against any man, whether sinner or saint, you are liable to have fire. That's what went in. We continued in the Sunday school. Within that 45 minutes, we finished. They said, we are coming back. Then I told them that, look at the message here. But Abraham said, Peter on land never went to school one day. They were fishermen. I said, you have no excuse in this assembly. Now, your misbehavior is no excuse before God. I didn't go to school one day. Then I told them, I said, you don't know how to read or write. But this Bible is the word of the living God. I said, but I want to tell you this. But Abraham said, if I have the blood of the Son of the living God in the tip of a spoon in my hand to take to somewhere, I'll be careful every step I take. So that drop of the blood of the Son of the living God doesn't drop down. I said, now, the prophet said, you, the congregation, you are the very purchase of the blood of the Son of God. I said, I'm not here to deceive you. How can I leave the whole of Ibadan with all the dangers on the highway? Armed robbers are there. Accidents here and there. Bad roads. And not only that, kidnappers are there. Say, but we are not afraid of kidnappers because we have prayed. Say, but I'm not here for any other thing, for your money. In fact, they don't even give offering. They will come late. When they come, in fact, it's only myself, the pastor's wife, the pastor. That's all. That give offer. Whether they come late because of that, I don't know. And then, say, I don't come here for your money. Ask your pastor. I don't come here for your food. So we started preaching like that, and the grace of God came down. I said, if any of you have any questions, as you are going on, I said, because I'm here for you for this one service, you can ask me any question. Because the place is somehow dark, and the woman is very dark in complexion. I didn't see her raise up her hand. I felt that, she was struggling. Then I saw something. I said, what is that? I said, Pastor, is the one interpreting for me? Pastor was the one interpreting for me. I said, Pastor, I said, wait. Sister, do you have anything? Then she spoke in their language that, she wants to make something right. And then she came forward. Then she started speaking. That since she has had quarrel with her brother, and the preaching has been going on, her mind has not been settled. She spoke and said she wants to make things right, that the church should pray for her. Then she knelt down at the altar and committed her into the hands of the Lord. You can see joy on her face. At the end of the service, I tell you, brethren, all of them, only their little kids who doesn't know anything. All those, at least six of them this time around, and then the brother, and then the son, they all came out to give their life to Christ. It was a wonderful thing. It gave me joy in it because I know the brethren were praying for me. And if God is blessing people here, God will surely bless us over there. So I really appreciate God. Thank you very much for your prayers. I want to say God bless you, and I appreciate you all for your prayers. Even if you don't even pray for me at all, God still bless you. But it's good to pray for one another. Why I love to go to that place? Number one, my heart drawn after them. Then I look at the condition of the eyes of the pastor. How will he be able to cope to feed these people? Even their young men, even his two of his brothers too, they are going back to the denomination and married there. Only the one that is taught to him, that's Brother David, the husband of his sister, Deborah, is the only one that is standing now. Then one of the brothers is having mental problem. That one has not been coming to church since the beginning of the year. So God bless you. I really appreciate you. So that's just the little testimony or report in a nutshell. I know that God is working. Because I know that one, look, You go to interior, the place you don't even expect the message to be, because God's children are there. I told them that, look, I know that God's children are here. If for one person I'm here, I said, God will honor this visit. And he did. I appreciate the Almighty God. God bless you. The sister that sent $2,000 for me to buy credit. God bless you, man. When I came back, one of our sisters cooked me very good pandeyam for my stomach, which I took that night. And God bless you, man. And a bottle of wine for one of our brothers. God bless you. The Lord write it in your account. Thank you very much. God bless you. Okay, we have just 25 minutes. Let's rise up on our feet. Let's turn in our Bible to the book of St. Luke, chapter 7. Don't worry, we are not rushing. I want us to just see a few things. While I was just meditating a few weeks ago, this thought just came to me from the scriptures. I want us to read from, first of all, our Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. Then we'll come back to this scripture I want to read. Matthew chapter 4. From verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. St. Luke chapter 7. St. Luke's Gospel chapter 7. I want us to read from verse 36 to 50. Bear with me a little, chapter verse 36 to 60. St. Luke chapter 7. All right. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears. And he wiped them with the hair of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with the ointment. Now, when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, who have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed him 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loveth much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith and save thee. Go in peace. The Lord bless his word this evening to our heart. God bless you. Please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to bring us a thought. Like from the sermon we have been preaching from that time. I want us to look at this thought this afternoon. From the sermon on Welcome Christ. Please, kindly give us from that time 60:02-03:02. Please be fast. I don't want to waste time. Paragraph 24. 60:03-02 from that time. Listen, church. Things change when man meets God. Amen. A man can never meet God and ever be the same again. You either be a better person or a worse person. You'll be better off or worse off after you meet God. It depends on what you want to do about it. But a man can never meet God and never be the same. Whatever your attitude towards is towards God, sees your eternal destination. You can walk across the line between grace and mercy and judgment. And when you spurn grace, so many times you can separate yourself forever from the presence of God. Or you can accept Him and have eternal life and never die, but be raised up again at the last day in the general resurrection. Oh, how glad I am that there is something that we can point back to say from that time something happened. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, from our thought this afternoon, I want us to look at the attitude of the Pharisee who invited Jesus within this short time. The attitude of the courier, the messenger that is sent to Jesus. And then the attitude of the sinner woman. Like you and I, as you are in the presence of God this evening. Praise the Lord. A woman in the city. Now, this same scripture, the prophet preached this unwelcome Christ 3 times. He preached, Jesus keeps all his appointments. Amen. We were taking the one from 08:28 afternoon this evening, briefly. We'll still come back to our sermon, but just a thought of a thought. Coming before the presence of the Almighty God. Remember that our prophet said, if you have not heard this before, or you have not yet known, if you have not known this before, that our prophet said, the presence of God today is the message of Malachi 4. Brothers and sisters, we must have the right attitude. Amen. Now, the woman says, something is wrong here. Because this Pharisee hated Jesus. They didn't like him. And yet, he was inviting Jesus to his dinner. He wanted to have a feast. He hooked this up just to expose our Lord Jesus Christ. Barnabas said, there's an old adage that the mother used to say, birds of the same feather flocks together. We wouldn't go much into the sermon, but I just want to pick a few things. I pray that God will help me. Now,
This Pharisee, when he was sending his messenger, this courier, he told him, make sure you must find him. You must find him. And this fellow took off. The prophet said, the rich among the Jews in this time, no, in the oriental countries, they have flunkies. Whether foot was flunky, whether like a brother was speaking this morning, the associate pastor, or a courier like this, because they are so rich. And then they just send them any message they want to send them, just like that. He said, but the one, the lowest paid is the foot wash flunky. So this courier or a messenger went for 3 days, going through Palestine, climbing mountain, climbing valley, from city to city, to look for Jesus. Go and tell him, I'm inviting him to my dinner. Tell him, Pharisee Simon, one of the rich among the Pharisees in the country, is inviting me. And this fellow, he ran around and around. Associate pastor, as if to say he knew what I was going to speak upon, you know, part of it this afternoon. About the garment, their robe, the way they wear their dress, the animal shit and dung and things like that. On the highway, brother said, the best we pick it, drop it here, and things like that. You know, they will match it, you know, match it, and there will be dogs carry them here and there, and they march on it, and the sweat of their body and the sand that they are wearing just make them to be so dirty and sweaty and smelly and things like that. And before they get to a rich person's house, there has to be a foot watch flunky at the door before they can welcome them in. First wash their feet. And then not only that, they have to towel them, perfume them, and things like that, remove their slippers, and then give them the one that, you know, the guest, I mean the host had prepared. Now, when this fellow came to where Jesus was, Jesus had just finished preaching and was about to have a prayer line. And many people gathered around Jesus Christ. But man said, wouldn't you like to be around where Jesus is preaching? He said, this fellow, when he got there now, Baba said, he beat his hand. I found him. Then he was trying to elbow his way out among the crowd, just to push his way to where Jesus was. Then Philip, Baba said, I believe it was by him, Philip, that was trying to caution him, just, hey, stay here, Mr. Man. Don't disturb our master. And things like that. Then he said, stop him. He said, was trying to push his way. He said, Oga, Duroje. Then finally they told him, look, I have a message from your master. My master, one of the famous Pharisees in Jerusalem, sent me to him. The message is urgent. He's inviting him to, you know, to a dinner. Then somehow, gentleman Philip brought this man to Jesus. And Paul, he said, say, master, my master, Pharisee Simon, is sending me to you to give you this letter of invitation. Is very popular and he's going to have a big dinner and he's inviting you to be a guest. God said, Jesus looked at him with a smile. He's okay, tell him I'll be there on that day and at a particular time. Praise the Lord. God said, now listen, Jesus keeps all of his appointments. In another place, Balaam said, Jesus didn't want to get late. Not unlike you and me. Regular late comers. May God help us. It has become regular late comers to us. May God help us. But Balaam said, Peter, he said, if you have been the one, or have been the one that day, the reaction of Peter here said, Master, let me read. Give us, I thought, sorry, on Welcome Christ, please. 0828. I can hear Peter then. Don't go, Lord. No, Lord, don't go to that Pharisee. He doesn't have no need of you. Look at the sick and the afflicted. They are all wanting a moment with you. Don't go to that Pharisee. His motives are not right. He doesn't need you. He's worthy and doesn't need you. But Jesus, we always go where he's invited. Isn't that wonderful? He will go to anybody that will invite him. Jesus doesn't discriminate. Jesus is Lord. He's the one. He knows something. He know that they didn't know that, you know, Pharisee Simon or the Pharisee generally, you know, hated him. He knew that they hated him. But remember, there is a precious soul. That's where I want our talk to be. There is a precious soul that God will bring to Jesus for salvation of our soul that day. Whether they hated him, whether they didn't hate him, it doesn't mean anything to our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why God, he knows all things. Jesus will not be persuaded here. Nobody can insult our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus knows what he is doing because he is God. Because of one soul, he has to go to that place. Yeah, no wonder the other people desire, he has to pass this way. I believe because of Zacchaeus. Yes, sir. Because of Zacchaeus, he has to pass this way. Amen. Because of the woman and the way, we are coming to that by God's grace. Just bear with me a little. Hallelujah. So the courier now gave him the letter. Then Jesus told him, tell him I will be there that day and at a particular time. The thing here is this. But the man said, this courier, you have not got it? This courier turned and runs away. Oh my, how could he deal it? How could he do it? I would like to have taken his place. Bible said, you have loved to take the place of the courier. Amen. How did he manage to do it? To come before the presence of the Almighty God and miss the opportunity. May God help you and me, church. Now, but the man said, today, we are too preoccupied with the things of the world. The present things of this earth, they are temporal. May God help us. But the man said, any opportunity you have, make use of it. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Praise the Lord. Listen, so many people in that day missed their opportunity. You know, there are so many people today missing that opportunity. When you come into his presence and then turn away, oh, what an opportunity for men and women, boys and girls, to come before Christ and pour out your soul. But he had a mission that seemed to be more important. His master's message. But Abraham said, instead of him, as soon as he came before Jesus, before ever he delivered the message, kneel down at the feet of Jesus and say, Master, before I deliver my master's message, please forgive me. I am a sinner. I have no hope of eternal life. Please forgive me. It was a different thing entirely. He came before the presence of eternal life. He went away without eternal life. Just like the rich young ruler we spoke of some time ago. The rich young ruler came before the presence of eternal life, he missed him. Brothers and sisters, but the man said today, we are too preoccupied with too many things. God help us. Praise the Lord. When a man comes before the Lord, before the presence of God, when a man meets God, he's changed forever. Either you are worse off or you are better off. It depends on your attitude. Listen to the prophet here. Just bear with me from the other one. The attitude of this, of the courier. So then, here was up there in the presence of Jesus, carried out his master's orders. The man he was talking to will be in judge someday. That is, the man that was judging on the day of judgment, he came before him and he didn't recognize Jesus. God help us. Oh, how hard it is. The ties of this earth seem to be so much greater to us than meeting Jesus. God help us. That is the same way this courier fed to get this big fat Pharisee's message to Jesus was more important than the destination of his soul. We come to church, but we come to church for a particular purpose, and that is to fellowship within ourselves with Jesus our Savior. First and foremost, it is not business we come to church to talk about. Are you following me? Yes. Brothers and sisters, let me say this. Any way you want to think about it, think about it. When you come to church, you put your phone on vibration. Any little sign or any little thing like this, when you see the flashing on your phone, the light on your screen or your phone, you take your phone, you go out. That is irreverence. But the man said, when you come into the presence of Jesus, you must reverence him. Huh? Are you there? You may say in your heart, after all, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. You are wrong. Satan has given you that quote. Spirit of God, liberty, when you are hearing the word of life, sister, brother, you want to take your vote to go and answer a call? What if you stumble and die? That's why. With your phone in your hand. Hold on down phone me. You go to answer a call. We go and mess up on us. You know it's a message on his soul. But look at the attitude of this courier here. So, Baba said, the day came, he missed Jesus. He could not recognize the presence of Jesus to ask for mercy, to ask for salvation of his soul. The same thing. This Pharisee, oh, we are going to make a show of this man. He's a telepathist. He's a mind reader. He's this, he's that. Oh, Dr. Jones is going to give me kudos. Because we are going to make a show of him. We know he's not a prophet. We only call himself a prophet. He's not a prophet. We believe he's not a prophet. But remember, even Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Say, we Pharisees, we know you are a man come from God. And this is what he's saying, we don't believe. Look, it depends on the attitude. May God have mercy upon us. Praise the Lord. But the man said, is his duty here on earth? No. Had him been so until he could not see his own need for Jesus and he turned away. God help us. So the day of the feast came. Oh, he has already prepared his mind. I'm not going to hold it inside the room. I'm going to have it, outside, so that the aroma of the meat they are frying, it will go everywhere. And the grapes are just coming up now. The red grape wine and things like that. So that the people will know, I want to be more popular. I'm already popular, but I want to be more popular. People will know that, yes, I have money. I can display. I invite, Pharisee Jones. He even hated Jesus too, like myself. So I'm going to be more popular. And so on and so forth. I, this one, this one, that one, just like that, in a nutshell. It's a message, it's a sermon on his soul. The day came. Number one, how did Jesus manage to enter him? And the feet washed flunky missed him. Think of it, my brother, my sister. Jesus sat down there, dirty feet, smelling. The Bible says he was uncomfortable. Jesus sat down there on plain sand. Dirty feet, dirty face, because of the rays of the sun. Oh, he sat down there. And then, before you know what is happening, while the entertainment was going on, this sinner woman, as the scripture says, was just walking on the street. She didn't see anybody. What's happening? What has who have evacuated the people, you know, from the street? The whole street is deserted. What's happening? She was just going on her own. Just when she got to the place, she just saw a crowd. What's the crowd like this? Oh, it is Pharisee Simon's house. Then she came around and the people started moving away from her. Look at her. Look at her. Because in the whole place, they knew her to be a prostitute. So they tried to make a way for her. When she saw Jesus sitting there, sad, unattended to, unwelcomed. But the man said, that is the attitude of many of us. When we say we invite Jesus, how do we treat Jesus? How do we treat him? In a nutshell, it's a sample. But the thing I want us to know is this. When she saw Jesus, she said, that is yeah. And the disciples of Jesus said, we are not invited. Unlike the marriage of Cana of Galilee. Jesus alone was invited this time. So they push all the public outside. But when this woman came and saw Jesus, they are sitting down with dirty feet. She started weeping. Oh. She could not have been. If she was not invited, if he was not invited, he would not be there. Why was he brought in such a condition like this? Unattended to. Dirty feet. The face red. Because of his race of the son of Palestine. Has beaten upon him. Oh, unwelcome. They started weeping. What is this? Then, people say she went back home. Where she got to? She got to her room. She brought her treasure box out. All the money of prostitution, she poured them on the table. Started counting them. Oh. Then she thought, this man is a prophet. He will know where did I get this money. But yet, I must do him a service. You want to do Jesus a service, he'll be looking at you. May God help us. Man may not be able to reward you for any service you do, but God will reward you. No. I won't do it. Pour the money back. But something in her was moving. Then she gathered the money. She went to the perfume store. If I go there now, you will know the type of woman I am. How will I do it? But she wanted to do something. Praise the Lord. When she got there, she made her way out and entered anyhow. When she was not invited. But because something was leading her, God, Jesus, was there that day. For the sake of this woman. One soul worth 1,000 words before God. And there are joy among the angels of heaven over one sinner that will repent and come home. She managed her way. She entered in. She knelt at the feet of Jesus. I don't know how she would do. He would remove his leg. But no. Suddenly, God opened the fountain of the tears of her eyes. A tear of repentance. genuine repentance and started washing the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ. But the man said, that one, the tears of our eyes, fountain of genuine repentance, was much better than the water the Pharisee could have given unto Jesus to wash his feet. She was washing the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ with the tears of her eyes. And before you know what is happening, her hair dropped down and was wiping the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ with the hair of her head. But the man said, there are some women today, they have to bend down before they can use their hair, before they can use the hair of their head, to wash the feet of Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, sister, remember, it is here in this sermon. You can go and read it. The man said, the Bible says, her hair is given to her as a glory. Is hair not your glory? But when you cut off your glory, what are you going to say before Jesus? Parents, be careful. You that allow your child's hair to be caught in the school, may God have mercy upon your soul. Is that too hard? I believe we are missing believers. May God help us. If you don't know, you don't know. Now, look at all these our guests. May God help us. Amen. Who is this? That's a Naomi. Am I right? No, it's not Naomi. Elizabeth, come on. Yeah, right from day one. That's how you go and sit down, my sister. God bless you. Amen. And when you take your daughter's hair to Baba to crop it up, where will you stand before God? We are talking Malachi 4. Amen. You love the Lord? Repent. Hallelujah. God help us. So, while she was doing this, before this time, let me say this, that when she went to the ointment shop, perfume shop, when she got to that place, the man she met at the counter, a Jew like herself, Jews love money so much. And then, he was thinking that today, business is not going fine. But suddenly, this woman came in. When the woman came in, well, said, he didn't give her a gentleman's word. Look at her, say, what do you want? What are you doing here? She said, give me the best of perfume that you sell. Listen, the woman said, she didn't say, give me a good one. Give me the best. Brother Bram is telling you and me this sermon and other sermons, God wants the best from you and me. The best. And the woman said, give Jesus the best of your life. He said, you use in this sermon. Woman said, you use, give Jesus the best of your youthful life. We are talking Malachi 4. He's here before us. Because of time. Hallelujah. Brought the money down. Uh-huh. When he had the clicking of the money now, got the best perfume and came to that place. While she was wiping the feet of Jesus with her ears, kissing the feet of Jesus. Oh my, you can imagine. Then she poured the oil. Abba made a statement here. He said, Pharisees talked. When Jesus was going to break up, his party now. I mean, did I say Jesus? That the woman was going to break up the party of Pharisee man. Huh? Yeah. Praise the Lord. But the man said, I don't care. Any creed or dogma you need to break up, break it up. Any man's idea, break it up. Praise God. While he was thinking within himself, we read in the Bible. She thought, she spoke within himself. If this man were a prophet, he would know that the woman that is touching him is a sinner. Jesus knew she was a sinner. But God brought her out there for the purpose. Any man that meets God, there is going to be a change for eternity. Depends on your attitude. May God help us, church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brought the alabaster oil, ointment, pour it upon the feet of Jesus Christ. Oh my. Wiping it with the hair of our head and kissing the feet of Jesus. Think of it, my brother, my sister. We are closing. Praise be to God. The unwelcome Christ. But remember the title of our sermon is From That Time. Glory to God. While he was taking this in his heart, Jesus turned to him. Say, Simon. Say, Master. Say, I have something to say to you. Say, Master, say on. There were two creditors. One owing 500 pence. The other one, no, owed 50 pence. While they could not pay, he forgave both of them. Both. I want to ask you, whom do you think will love the credit of most? Some of you that judge that, say, I believe, Master, that the one that forgave you, he forgave the most. Say, you have judged right. Yes, you have judged right. See this woman, since I came to your house, you didn't give me water to wash my feet. You didn't give me perfume to perfume my body. You didn't give me any keys. Because why? Why every each process like that, washing feet first, then removing the dirty slippers, as we had in the morning, put it one side, give him the slippers according to the size that the host has prepared. Then you cannot just go before your host like that, dirty, smelly. First of all, there's another person flunking that has to pour in oil. What was it? Very costly and smelly for months. Then rub it on your hand and then rub it on your face and your body before you can meet your host. Then there's a way that, you know, you have to greet one another and then kiss one another on the cheeks. Not kissing one another on the lips. You kiss a girl, you kiss a woman on the lips, it is potential adultery if she is not your wife. You are talking Malachi 4. You don't get because of stinking naira that will perish. You allow a boy to kiss you on the face. You don't get any. Why get along? Don't marry, don't kiss again. You boys, don't kiss the girl when you are not ready to marry her. Is that message, sirs? Hey, that knows, sirs. God bless you, sir. Don't marry, don't kiss the girl. You hear me? won gbo won fe dahun ni. You hear me? You hear me? Don't kiss again. Repent. Don't kiss a girl on the lips. When you are not ready to marry her, you kiss her, you are going to marry her. If you don't marry her, then you are living in adultery. God will judge you for it. We are not here to joke. Right? And you foolish girl, God be merciful to your soul. Because of seeking naira, you just bring yourself so low, you know better. You will greet me? Shalom. Shalom. Peace be on your soul. Yes, sir. Kissing me. No. Jesus, 100% man. The kissing of his leg didn't move Jesus. Not unlike you and me today. You didn't give me any kiss. This woman has been kissing my feet. I want to tell you, as things which are many are forgiving her. And the people, Pharisees, invited guests, serpent seeds. Who is this that can forgive sins also? Then he turned to her. Woman, your sins are forgiven you. Amen. Woman, your sins are forgiven you. Praise the Lord. Thy faith. All right. Verse 50 now. Thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. I tell you, from that time on, from that moment on, from that hour on, from that day on, her life was completely changed. From that time. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May God bless our soul. You love the Lord? Oh, sure. God bless you. Hallelujah. Look, the word of God is powerful. It takes Malachi 4 to change your life. It takes Malachi 4 to give you real conversion in your soul. Think of it. You mothers, I want to repeat. If you don't change, and you still allow your daughter here to be caught because of going to school, you are going to give account before the Lord. That may be too hard. Praise the Lord. You're going to give account. If you don't know, you know now from today. Praise the Lord. Amen. And some of you careless parents, you will see your children putting on all these beads on their hands. We don't believe in that kind of things here. You, if any of you adults, put on beads, you are going to tell me. What is it for? Fashion? It's worldliness. Depends. You will greet me? So next time, don't say you didn't see me. You know the way you used to behave now. Before I even come before you, just take your side to the other side. And as you say, you don't say at all. God be merciful to you. What has that got to do with you? Band? Beat? Akun? God be merciful to your soul. As you challenge you with me, you are not converted. If you are not converted, how do you expect your daughter to be converted? You love the Lord? I'm sorry. Pastor, Shalom. Come and take over. Go. I call the minister of business. He said, Apostle Ayodele Babalola. I said, I'm not an apostle. I said, I am what I am by the grace of God. I said, I thought you were expected to know my ministries all this while. I said, Baba said, don't mix ministries. I said, I am not an apostle. I am an evangelist. He said, oh, I put down apostle. I said, quickly. He said, I will delete it. I will adjust it. Shout out to your soul. Bear my way. Bear with me. Me okay with Google. But I believe you won. I believe you won. God bless you. I'm trying to take your time this afternoon. Praise the Lord. Shalom, sir. God bless you.
In the short time that we have, God's word has gone forth in righteousness, but it's in power and demonstration of God's Spirit. It's not to cause any embarrassment. God's word is for instruction, is for correction, is for teaching of doctrines, and for rebukes. If you are hearing anything for the first time, maybe it come as a rebuke. It's also serving as a purpose of correction and instruction. The word of God said that if we exercise ourselves in it, it will yield peaceable fruits of righteousness. Jesus said, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended. Let's think on the things that we have heard and ask God for grace to pattern our life according to God's word. If you have any question in your heart, you are always free to meet with us. We do our best to be of help unto you. As we bring the service to a close, if there be someone that would like to be remembered in prayer, if you have any request or desire in your heart, just lift up your hand to him as we offer this prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this wonderful day that you have made. Lord, we have been rejoicing and we are glad in it, because the lines are falling unto us in pleasant places, and by your grace we have a good heritage. Thank you very much for the blessings we have received right from the time we darkened the door of this church in the morning, from the Sunday school, the worship service, special numbers, morning service, this afternoon again, first of all the missionary report, and then the preaching of God's word. All these have done our souls good. It has imparted your grace in our life. It has stirred up, Lord, godly zeal in our hearts to want to serve you better and to love you more. Lord Jesus, we ask that you grant unto us the grace to do that. Lord, as this thing has fallen upon our heart, it's our prayer that the evil bear will not pick any of them out, oh Father. We pray that your spirit will water them in our hearts, that we might meditate upon them, O Father, upon our bedpost, O God. May we meditate on this, Lord. We pray, O God, that as we do and commit ourselves unto you, these things will draw us closer unto you and take us to higher heights. Lord, after the preaching of your word, your children have gotten one request or the other, which definitely there is no mortal that can stand before the immortal God at any point in time that will not have a desire. Whatsoever the desire is, whatsoever the need is, O God, your word says you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. Dear Father, may you hear our prayers. May you grant our requests. May you supply every need, O God. Father God, the things you have done for us today, Lord, may none of them depart from us, O Father. Lord, from there, may we climb to higher heights with you. Thank you, dear Father. You have been gracious unto us, and you have shown your mercy unto us, and we are grateful unto you. Lord, help us to serve you better in return of the things that you have done for us in this our time. Money cannot buy them. We can't get it anywhere else, only from you. And we thank you that you counted us worthy to be your children. Blessed be your wonderful name. Bless your servant that have used again this afternoon through evening for the virtue that has left him, O Father. Thank you, O God, for the mission on the field, O God, to Red Village. We thank you, O God, for the things you have done there. Lord, though the congregation is small, but Father God, you can, because of only one person, as we have seen examples in the scripture, Lord, it was just because of only one person, Lord, that Philip has to be on his way to that, Lord, where he made the Ethiopian eunuch. It was for the sake of one person that you passed Sychar. It was because of, oh God, just Jairus, oh God, Lord, the husband of Rebecca, Lord, that you made that trip, or Zacchaeus, I mean to say, the businessman. Father God, you have done this is because of one person, because of Thomas alone, you came to a service. Lord, you have done it before, and you still do it, oh God. So you can, Lord, push your servant towards anywhere, oh God, because of one person, dear Father. Lord, whosoever that person is or persons, may you perfect their soul, Heavenly Father. We pray that, oh God, you walk up there, pour them by your Spirit divine, Lord, until they are made ready for the rapture. Let it be, Heavenly Father. The effort of your servant may never be in vain, Lord. And may you bless him and reward him for the sake. Thank you, dear Father. All your servants in all the nations of the earth, both the one that is preaching to hundreds of thousands of people, those that preach to tens of thousands of people, those that preach to 1,000 or less than 1,000, you are the only one that know, Lord, how many are elect among them. May you help your servant. Continue to inspire and anoint them, O God. Thank you for the pastor in Ghana. We are grateful unto you, Lord, for either to your grace has helped him. May you continue to be with him and continue to be his strength. When it will be due to return back, may you bring him back safely. This new week that we just started today, we thank you for the way you started it with us, with the abundance of your blessings. May your grace be with us throughout the week. May you watch over the students. May you give them understanding and attentive memory. We pray for workers, for skill and for strength, and for your protection. We pray, O God, for travelers, that you watch over them, dear Father. We pray for business people that you will prosper them, Lord. Lord, it is written in your word that you wish above all things that we prosper and be good at even as also prospering. Lord, spiritually may we prosper. Physically may we prosper. Health-wise may we prosper. Financially may we prosper. Business-wise may you prosper. Lord, educationally may we prosper. Whichever way we turn, may we prosper, dear Father, because we are children of prosperity. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Take us home safely, O living God. May the week be a wonderful week for us. May it be full of your blessings. The services of the week may take us to higher heights, O Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petitions, because you have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We are grateful unto the Lord that we have the privilege to be in church today. I want to ask, is Brother Philip around? He's not around. Yes, okay. That's all right. Well, as a reason I ask of him, you know, for the old timers, we are acquainted with him for a long time. When I came in 85, I met him. And he's one of the old timers, right from the days of Frisbee. I mean, I never know nothing about Frisbee or what he's talking about. But when the brethren were still fellowshipping under Frisbee, he was there. Even the Tuesday fellowship, I think he was still there. and so on and so forth like that. So it's been, but it's been a long time that we know that you have challenges. And even as a church, we have done so much to try to assist him. Only that those efforts have not yielded a result. And the reason why it didn't yield result was not from our side. It was mainly from his side. One of the days, one of the efforts we made was to take a day off and fast as a church and pray for him. But he just didn't attend that day. Just find his level to another place. See. In this audience, I don't think anybody is closer to Brother Philip than myself. For a reason. The reason is that he has lived with me for about 1 year. When I was a bachelor. He lived with me for about 1 year. And we went through so many things. And I did everything possible to help him, but it just didn't work out. Well, we noticed his case is getting worse. I don't know whether many of us noticed it. Did you notice it like that? Because it's better you talk front than you're going to be talking at the back. Because when anything, people will just be talking. If Bradley disappeared today, he will show in another church, be there for some time, disappear, move to another place, disappear, go to another place, disappear, go to another place. And so is there's a problem responsible. And when Rasani was still alive, myself and him happened to have a discussion with Brother Philip Senior's sister right in front of the church up there. And she told us the history of the problem. Well, from that time, we've done everything to see what, but it just is not working. No, Brother Brown said that if somebody is worshiping the spirit, he can never be delivered from it. And I think this afternoon, because of recent, the place, if you watch him as you are moving, if you are the one that look, when you are whether inside taxi or you are driving, or you will see him in some unpleasant places and what he's busy doing. There are things that are not just decent. So, and that is the mood from such places. He will come to church sometimes, and the appearance will be very, very one kind. So, no, brethren begin to complain, and the deacons, they have the responsibility of, when people are coming, they usher them, sit down. But then they are ushering people, and they are not being ushered, When they say, enter here and sit down here, and they are looking for another seat. So the team was getting to that extent. We can bear more than each other. Some people, there are some environment they can't stand, they will vomit. No, that is a fact. That's why not everybody can do nursing. Because nursing must not be the one that cannot endure things. If you cannot, you can't near nursing. Because the patient might scatter ground, you will have to stay there and clean up. Different things. But that is in the hospital. But this one is not hospital. By the time people are not able to endure some certain environment. So, when the officers called him this afternoon and have a discussion with him that they want him to looking at the problem globally, that they want him to attend medical, whatever, at the church expense. But he declined. And rather accused them of trying to assume him to have this, to have that type of thing. And that is the main thing the sister also told us, that when they knew the problem, the sister gave us the genesis of the thing that came from their grandfather. And that he's the only one that is in this level because he refused medication. The sister said that she has a child like that. But that child was under control because he was monitored medically and is living fine. Say her own sister also have another child like that too. Say it came from their grandfather. But when you are planning help for him, he will disappear. Tell her bring the story. So let's put him in prayers because he have chosen to move away instead of taking the opportunity of medical assistance. So let's keep him in our prayer that the Lord will help him. It's been at least I've known him now, he's getting close to 40 years, about 38 years I've known him. Out of it, we live together under the same roof for about 1 year. And, but of this recent, it's really getting worse. So let's be in prayers for him that the Lord will help him. So God bless you richly. The root, the summary of their meeting, which I think I put it like this, better than reading verbatim, what I've read. But I think I've captured what, these are the officers of the church, which Abraham said that the pastor hasn't got the authority to change their decisions. And the decision is to be a fine decision. And offer to help somebody they know that is having this type of need, but is not ready for the something. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. Rachel, I spoke to the pastor just a couple minutes before the only belief, because in the morning I spoke with him only through the host. He said his phone was having some whatever challenges, but at the end of the service in the morning, the phone, the head came back. So we are using it to communicate. So he sent his greetings to everyone. And when we actually come back, that is still on hold. That will get it across as soon as we are able to. But he's still waiting for Brad Tim, who is on his way from the United States now, hoping to arrive tomorrow. Let's also remember him in prayer. God bless you. Shall rise. Hymn number 52. My heart was distressed.